Balbir Singh Sidhu was a very hard worker and not a big complainer, according to his daughter, who provided testimony in the second-degree murder trial against Jaspal Singh Sidhu. Kamaljeet Dhillon took the stand Thursday on the fifth day of proceedings. She grew up at 86 Hands Drive with her parents and two siblings, including Jaspal. This, after the family immigrated from India in the 1990s. Balbir moved in 1992 to work, and the rest of the family moved in May 1996. She told the jury about Balbir's tendencies over the years, working in a factory until an incident at work prevented him from doing the job. Dhillon described Balbir's overall state of health in 2023 as fine, though he would sometimes complain about chronic pain. She told the court Balbir had to have multiple surgeries because of injuries, and would take pain injections. Despite the issues, Dhillon said her father would work as a mechanic as a hobby, to keep busy. Whether it was to change tires, perform oil changes, Dhillon said Balbir would bring the vehicle to his friend's shop and do the work. Jaspal would help sometimes, she said. He would do morning walks, she said, adding those walks would keep him out of the house for about an hour. Balbir was also conscious about eating healthy, Dhillon added. Her testimony also delved into the family's Sikh faith. She described Balbir's faith level as average, but added he would always wear a head covering or turban out in public. The court also got a description of Jaspal's activity the day of the homicide. Guelph Police Det. CST. Joel Apps, the lead investigator on the case, took the stand. He presented a report that had surveillance footage stills from neighboring homes, as well as businesses Jaspal attended the morning of February 28, 2022. It included a half-hour excursion, which saw Jaspal leave his home in a vehicle later confirmed to be an Uber at 10:06 a.m. His destination? He is seen on video attending three businesses, an LCBO and a Shoppers Drug Mart on Scottsdale Drive, followed by Bud's Cannabis on Stone Road. Stills show Jaspal purchasing multiple bottles of alcohol from the LCBO, pop from the Shoppers, along with what Apps said was an unidentified item, and exited Bud's with a bag. Throughout the stills, Apps said he didn't notice any stains on the inside right leg of Jaspal's pants. Jaspal returned home at 10:33 a.m. There were a number of events that were seen through the next several hours on neighboring surveillance video, including people shoveling the driveway at 86 Hands Drive, but nobody was positively identified. A white Volkswagen Jetta pulled up to the house around noon, and parked on the street. Just after 3 p.m., a person is observed in the driveway of the home with his hand to his ear. A red Toyota Corolla is seen driving in the area moments later, an Uber Eats driver delivering Burger King to the site of the homicide. It pulled into the driveway at 3:09 p.m., and left at 3:10 p.m. The first officer was at the scene 5 minutes later. The day began with forensic biologist Renata Giak appearing via Zoom for a brief cross-examination from the defense. The focus was on the blue knife found in Balbir's chest. She confirmed just one DNA source found on the handle of the knife, and that Balbir cannot be excluded as a possible source. Giak added, "It is possible for someone to handle the knife, but not leave enough DNA to be detected." The trial resumes Monday.